Love it. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, partly sunny. A little more humid today. Temps in the 80s. I'm just going through the numerous amounts.
Oh, God. What?
Of wedding photos that Gavin posted. And I got to be honest, they might be the best wedding photos I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious, Courtney?
Yeah, I can't.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be able to pick one. No wonder you posted so many. How do you even pick, like, your favorite? I don't know.
Well, it's been about 6 weeks since the wedding, and we got back our wedding photos, and it was 1,600 photos that we got, so we had to go through a lot. And we kind of picked out the best ones. And a lot of people were asking us, we want to see the photos. So we decided to post them all.
Well, glad you did.
Most of them. And, you know, Walmart Jeff over here always has something to say.
He's upset. Why are you upset that he posted so many wedding photos?
I just want to share these.
First and foremost, a lot of the pictures you can tell have been doctored or retouched.
How were they doctored?
No. Between, like, the sunset photos, you can tell there's a lot of, like, tinting and untinting and stuff like that.
These are professional photos.
Here's the deal, though. Here's why I hate these photos.
I love them.
Whenever there's a big family moment for Gavin and his entire family, it all comes up in my timeline. So I get a post from Gavin with the wedding photos.
All right.
And then I get a post from his wife, Katie, with all the wedding photos.
Her name's Kelly.
And then a
his
post
mother.
From Gavin's mom. Yeah. And then his sister will chime in.
And then his sister's husband.
And then the brother-in-law will start posting
stuff. And the father,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then the father, and then Gavin's stepmother. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot.
It's a ripple effect.
And it can be a little overwhelming in my timeline when I want to see other things going on.
All right, so I think you need to come up with a family spokesperson now.
I
think that your family is so big and you do so much, you need to have a family spokesperson that releases the photos.
That's a great idea.
And I think it should be Kelly, your wife. I do. I think she's fantastic. She's artsy. She's got a good eye.
She's very creative. She has the vision.
Yeah, she's got the vision. I don't know. And she seems like she has it together.
I will say, though, I was looking through these and I got a little emotional
myself.
Did you
pick a favorite or not?
There's a few I picked, you know, but I just... When I look through it, it kind of relives that moment, and I'm looking at myself on the beach, under the palm trees, Anthony's ocean view. It was amazing. I get a little teary-eyed. I get a little emotional thinking about it. I'm a married man now.
One of the best weddings I've ever been to, and I'm going to say, I really think probably the best wedding photos I've ever seen. Sorry, but listen, if you would like to see these photos, better grab a cup of coffee, because there's a lot of them. But they're posted on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Halsey, without me, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney, Walmart, Jeff, and Gavin. 6:24 in the weather for today. Partly sunny. A little more humid temperatures in the 80s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Give me a minute. I'm trying to get something here on my phone. Yeah,
give me a minute. Like, you didn't have, like the last, hour to get it together. Like, give me a minute.
So, anyways, there's a new internet challenge out there, Courtney. I don't think you're going to like it. I can't wait to do this. And Gavin, I'm surprised he hasn't done this yet.
Is it something we can do and put on our Facebook page, like, now? Like, you know.
Yeah, but it might be a little too early for it, if you ask
really?
Me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The new internet challenge, I saw this. It's called the number neighbor or your text door neighbor. Basically, what you do is you text the number, the phone number, one digit away from yours. So, like, for instance, for Gavin, it would be 860-803-57.
Hey, don't say the number.
What? Stop.
And then
2956785.
Either 19 or 21 for Gavin. Courtney would be, hold on, let me
I don't
Courtney.
Really care.
No, but anyways, here's the deal. You text your neighbor number. So basically, you would text the number one digit off from yours.
From the last number?
Yeah,
from the last number. Okay.
So below or you know.
What do you say?
Above, you just say,
hey, neighbor.
Hey, number neighbor.
No.
And that's what you say, yeah. So a lot of people have been doing it and been posting their results online. One of them says, you're my number neighbor. What's up? And then the guy replied, what's that? And he said, we're one digit off, so you're my number neighbor. And the guy replied, there's a lot of weird people in this world. Please stop texting me or I will call the cops. So I think after a show, I mean, it's 6:26 right now. And I mean, if you ask me, it's a little too early to be texting people.
You're in the same area code. I mean, 6:30 is a little early. It's not like you're texting a different area code.
Yeah, but you don't know where that person is. That person could be out in California. They could be out in Las Vegas, wherever. So maybe we can do one now, maybe off the air.
Okay.
I'll do it. Results. I don't mind doing it.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
All right, yeah. So let's do it. We'll hit up Facebook and we'll do it right now.
Okay.
But if you want to see some of the replies that these people are getting from their next number neighbor or whatever
number
it is.
Number neighbor challenge. Crazy.
Number neighbor challenge. You can check them out right now at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:40. It is time for your Hollywood report. Ariana Grande has a new boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, rumor is she's dating Mikey Foster. He's from the group Social House. They just teamed up on her new song, Boyfriend. He's actually in the video, and they get pretty frisky in the video, pretty close. Ooh. He was also worked on her other videos for Thank You Next and Seven Rings. So they've known each other for a little while. They've been keeping it on a DL. And rumor is, yeah, that's her new boyfriend. You can see the video on our blog if you want, if you haven't seen it yet. Other celebrity couples news. Wendy Williams, is she back with her ex-husband who fathered a child with his mistress?
Are they?
No, but she's decided to keep him as her business manager.
Really?
Yeah, she filed for divorce in April after he fathered a child with another woman. But now I'm hearing that the two of them have decided that they do so well in business together.
Yeah.
They have so many business ventures together that she's decided to rehire him as her business manager.
They did build a pretty big empire together. Yeah.
And they want to keep that empire. And finally, in other couples news, Kylie Jenner turning 22 this weekend. Her man Travis Scott surprised her with rose petals throughout their mansion. When I say rose petals throughout the mansion, I mean, how much do you think? $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of rose petals? It's insane.
Easily. What a waste of her money.
She shared a video of herself walking through her mansion, her feet crunching every time she stepped on rose petals, and little Stormy, their daughter, playing in the rose petals. Adorable.
Oh, so romantic.
He did say it's just the beginning.
Oh, I can't wait to see what else is to come.
I don't know how he's going to top this, but you can see that video right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It's time for good news. Yes, look at that. 6:50 every weekday morning at 6:50. We start our morning with good news. If you're like me and all the bad, sad news in the world just gets you down, I'm sorry. I can't. I have to start my day with good news. And if you've got good news, I'd love to hear it. Please share your good news. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you bought a new pair of shoes. I don't care. If it's good news to you, we want to hear it. 860-247-9570. Good news for almost every town in Connecticut.
Yeah, Courtney, this is great news. Connecticut and thousands of other cities nationwide will be coming together tonight for National Night Out. This is a great idea. It's like a positive evening outside with your neighbors in the community. Okay. And it's like a town-wide block party, really.
What?
Bounce houses, dunk tanks, food, music. So much is like really going on. And it's happening all over Connecticut. I mean, there's tons of towns doing this.
What about Windsor? What about my town? Is my town doing it?
You know what?
I don't know.
I don't know if Windsor is doing it.
I mean, you should have checked at least our three towns.
I should have checked. Actually, our three towns are not on this list. But there are some major towns like New Haven, East Hartford, Vernon, New Britain, Meriden, New London, Groton, Waterbury, Bridgeport, Hartford.
Can you go to somebody else's town if you want?
You can go to of these towns. Right. You can go to any of these towns I listed. I'm sure there are more happening. I've actually put the full list up at kiss957.com/Courtney.
So
you can
check that out. Free event for families, kids, for you.
It's
in
a
your
positive
town.
Thing. Just come on out, get to know your neighbors, and just like do something positive tonight. I think it's great. It's National Night Out. Tonight.
All right, I like it. All right. I've got good news. If you like Sex in the City, I mean, who didn't, right? Love it. Who didn't love Sarah Jessica Parker?
Great show.
So awesome. Thanks, Gavin. Yeah. She's got her own line of wines coming out. So if you like wine and you like Sex in the City, Sarah Jessica Parker has a line of wines. She'll be releasing Sauvignon Blanc and Rosé. The line will be called In Vivo X, debuting in September. So look for it in your liquor store. I love it. All right. That's my good news.
Didn't she drink Cosmos on the show?
She did. That's why I was like, I thought maybe she should come out with a line of vodka.
Gotcha.
So she could make martinis and Cosmos, but it's wine. Walmart, Jeff, what is your good news?
I actually have good news. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Olive Garden's Pasta Pass is back, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Basically, for $100, you can buy the pass, and you get free pasta when you go to Olive Garden for 8 weeks. Unlimited pasta. So you can go in, you could eat 3 or 4 pounds of pasta and just leave.
Okay, but wait, is it just, you know, the little side pasta with no sauce, or is it any type of pasta dish you want?
It's pasta with sauce. So it could be like ziti, it could be spaghetti. Yeah. It's pasta.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Basically, that's the pasta part. So it's happening August 15th. There's only going to be 24,000 passes available, but they're making it bigger and better this year, but they're not telling us why it's going to be better.
Oh, maybe it comes with a dessert. Okay.
Maybe a meatball, maybe some breadsticks.
Oh, it already probably comes with unlimited breadsticks and salad, right?
I'm hungry.
All right, that is good news, Walmart. Jeff, thanks for sharing it. If you've got good news, please, we'd love to hear your good news. If it's good news to you, trust me, it's good news to us. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sydney.
Sydney, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Waterbury.
Oh, welcome to the show. What's your good news?
So my good news is that me and my friends recently just got our master's degrees. We just finished up all of our coursework on Wednesday last week. So we officially have our master's.
Wow.
Awesome. Nice. And what is your master's in, Sydney?
School psychology.
Wow, that is good field. Awesome. Oh, my God, congratulations. Are you guys going to, how are you going to celebrate?
So I'm actually on our way to Miss Comica right now.
Oh, my God, yay.
Nice. Great.
And what are your friends' names?
So my friends' names are Jenna, Alyssa, Jess, Megan, Kiana, Maddie, and Heba.
Oh, wow, my God.
Big crew.
That's one car I'd like to be in right now.
Well, congratulations. We're so excited for you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful day celebrating in Musquamaket.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for sharing your good news, Sydney. You can share yours, too, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Walmart, Jeff and Gavin. We're getting ready to go to Ellington this morning for War of the Roses. Ooh. Guys, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Well, we have Kelly standing by. She wants to talk to us about her husband. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to War of the Roses. I hope that we can help you out today.
I hope so, too. I'm pretty upset.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to tell me why. Like, what's going on with you and Thomas? Why do you want to be on War of the Roses?
Okay. Well, I don't want to be on here, but I need help because something's off. He's not wearing his wedding ring. And I wear mine every day. I mean, how do you not wear your wedding ring? And I ask him about it, and he's weird about his answers. And it's not like him. And I want to know what's going on, and I'm hoping maybe he will, I don't know, tell a stranger. I don't know. Yeah. But he won't tell me.
Next. Let's
stop. What do you mean next?
What are you talking about?
He's not wearing it. Gavin, have you ever taken your wedding ring off?
Okay, I'm newly married, almost 2 months in, and I have never taken off my ring. I'm really proud to have this wedding ring. I love somebody, and I want to show this off that I have found the love of my life. So why would I ever want to take it off? You never want to take it off.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Walmart Jeff, have you ever taken your ring off?
Yeah, I take it off. Sometimes I leave it off for days on end. But, I mean, it doesn't mean I'm cheating. It's just, I don't sometimes...
All right.
I don't want to wear it because I'm going places where there might be women.
Oh, stop.
Well, this is what I'm talking about.
So, Kelly, it sounds like it could go either way, to be honest. But...
Well, and it's not like he's had it off for a couple of days.
Right.
It's been a long time.
Well, the fact that you asked him, you know, about the ring... And he still hasn't put it on. That's my concern. I think if you were to ask him and he put it on, you'd be like, all right, maybe he just didn't want to wear it that day. But the fact that he's still not wearing it concerns me. So here's what we'll do. We're going to call Thomas. We're going to offer him a dozen roses. You know, we'll try and get some info out of him. You're going to be listening in on the other line the entire time. So at any point, if you want to jump in and confront him, or I'll bring you in to talk to your husband, we'll do that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
If you're ready, we're ready, Kelly.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, hold on, Kelly. Oh, I hate this part. It's like, now I'm stressed.
I'm not. Let's just dial this guy up. I got stuff to do.
I hope he's not cheating on her.
You are such
I don't think you can say that.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Thomas there?
Speaking. Who's this?
Hey, Thomas. This is Jerry from Flowers Express in Summers. How are you?
Okay. What's going on here?
Hey, yeah, this is, like I said, it's Jerry from Flowers Express in Summers, and I was just calling to congratulate you because you won our weekly contest, which is a dozen free roses.
Ooh, all right. I didn't enter any contest or anything. I don't know if you got the right guy.
Well, Thomas, you are the right guy, my friend. Yeah, like I said, you just picked up a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express. No catches, no credit card, nothing like that. Are you down to accept these flowers?
Hey, man, if you're giving me flowers and you're not taking my credit card information, I'll see how this goes. Sure, why not?
So I have a card here in front of me. If there's a special message that you can think of, maybe off the top of your head quickly, that we can put in a card?
all right, to my one and only, these flowers are almost as beautiful as you.
And Thomas, let me ask you a question. Who's your one and only? Who are we going to address the card to?
My wife. Her name is Kelly.
Kelly.
All right, I need to jump in here for a second. Thomas, it is Courtney. And that was Walmart Jeff the Florist and Gavin. We are from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio right now, Thomas. Your wife, Kelly, is also on the line with us, Thomas. And the reason you're on, if you're not familiar with the show, we do something called War of the Roses. When somebody thinks their significant other is cheating, they call us and we try to get some answers. So I guess this is where I need to bring your wife in, Kelly.
Hi, Thomas.
You want to explain to him why you think he's cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Thomas, what is on your left index finger?
My left index finger? Nothing.
Yeah.
Wrong answer.
Yeah. Hasn't been anything on there for a long time. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Thomas, you never wear our wedding ring.
Well, darling, I definitely didn't marry you for your smarts because a wedding ring doesn't go on your index finger. It goes on your ring finger.
Well, you don't have to be. Listen, Thomas, you don't have to, like, she's serious right now, okay? Index finger, ring finger, I don't know, whatever. You're just not wearing your wedding ring.
Sorry.
I don't know. Well, I'm on the radio getting accused of cheating when I haven't been.
Okay.
And All right. I'll cut to the chase with you. I told you I took it off for, you know, when I golf, and I am pretty sure I lost it at the golf course.
Oh.
What? In all the times I have asked you about it, you've never, ever said that.
No, I told you I didn't tell you I lost it. I told you I took it off to play golf, which is true. I do that. But,
It must be
in the grass on one of the fairways. I'm not sure.
All right.
Darling, I would never cheat on you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. So I don't, I'm sorry you thought that way.
Am I overreacting? I feel like I should be talking to other women.
No, you're a typical woman.
No,
you overreacted.
No, you did not overreact, Kelly.
Thank you.
He wasn't wearing his ring. I understand where you're coming from, totally. Here's what I want to do. In lieu of the dozen roses, I'm going to try and hook you guys up with a jeweler, a contact of ours, so you can maybe go to the jewelry store and get that ring replaced. What do you think?
Yeah, that's way better than playing for a divorce court for an affair I'm not having. So, any information you want to send our way.
All right, Lo, I'm going to put you guys on hold, and I'm going to hook you up. Kelly, are you okay? You're satisfied with this answer?
I'm a lot better. This is good. I'm glad we talked this out, and thank you guys for doing this for us.
Oh, you're welcome.